While working on your game, you will encounter many problems that will require you to know what is happening in the code. Problems that look like this. As you can see, the game is not behaving as you'd like to. So let's figure out what is wrong with the code while the game is running. In order for us to figure out what is going on, we will need to use the built-in debugger in Visual Studio. Before we begin, let's explain what a debugger is. Debuggers are used to investigate code during runtime. In this example, I will show you how you can debug line by line to try and figure out the problem. Let's investigate an issue with Shooter and figure out how to fix the problem. Debugging in Visual Studio is as easy as pressing F5 to start debugging the software. This will launch a program and allow you to place breakpoints. Breakpoints are markers in the code that allow you to stop the execution of the program at specific lines of code. In order to place a breakpoint, just click in the leftmost column of the line where you want to place the breakpoint. This will place a red dot on the line where the program will halt so you can investigate the problem. Let's place a breakpoint here and run the program by pressing F5. The program will then execute, and when it reaches this line, it will pause the execution and allow us to investigate the state of the game. Now, we see that the red dot has a yellow arrow on it. This means the game has currently executed to right before this point and is now paused until we let it continue. Let's investigate what values are in the variables. You can do this by hovering over the variable you want to know about. It's really that simple. Also, a few new windows have appeared on the bottom of Visual Studio that can aid us in getting more information about the program while we debug. Let's look at the call stack. The call stack is a list of which functions have been called in order to get to the current function we are at. This is useful for figuring out where we are in the program as a whole. This is especially valuable if the function we are debugging is used all over the program. Now you know how to begin using the debugger, and it should prove to be an indispensable tool in figuring out tricky problems with your games.